Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey everyone, I'm Travis Cronin and welcome to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, where we look into all the hottest celebrity stories of the week. Today I am joined by my two vaxxed and waxed co-hosts, champion of beauty and style, Gwen Flamberg.
That's me. Hi guys.
And champion of Olivia Rodrigo, Sarah Huron.
Oh my God, Travis, you don't even know how many times I've listened to Sour from start to finish. I couldn't stand harder. She's my new Machine Gun Kelly on my Spotify records. It's the best.
I listened to her album and I immediately thought Sarah Huron is going to live, laugh, love with this. It is going to be her one and only. Well, guys, today we have some very interesting and A-listy raunchy news today. We have an A-list custody agreement, a TV couple admitting to a real-life fling, a new-age mom doing some ancient healing on her baby, plastic surgery rumors, housewives in love, and much, much more. Before we bust into the news of the week, I want to find out what made our co-host go whoa this week. Sit back in their chair, flip over a table, whatever it did to you. Sarah Huron, what made you go whoa this week?
What made me go whoa this week was I did an interview with Jason Tardik, who is Caitlin Bristow's fiance. He was on Becca Kufrin's season of The Bachelorette. And I was talking to him about his new podcast, Trading Secrets. So I listened to the first episode. And him and Dean Unglert, who was another Bachelor alum, compared contracts for what they got offered to be The Bachelor. Neither one of them ended up being the lead. But Dean revealed that he was offered $75K, and Jason revealed that him, Blake, and Colton, obviously went to Colton, were all offered $100K. That was a year apart. And they also talked about their Bachelor in Paradise salaries, which found out Bachelor in Paradise is paid per day. They initially come to you with $400. You can try to negotiate. Dean got his up to $600, and then his second stint was $602 was the highest he could get them to go for an increase, a whole $2 per day. And Jason said he never ended up going to Paradise at all, but he negotiated $600 a day with an at least $5,000 clause that he would get in case he got sent home on the first week. So it was just fascinating to hear these Bachelor negotiations because they never talk about salaries and stuff.
And that's how many days are on the show? So they're walking away with like $2,000 for a season of television?
Yeah, you could be on Paradise for 2 days or like up, I think maybe 25, 30.
But you're also in Paradise. It's like a paid vacation, guys. I do it.
You're in Paradise except for the social media backlash you get from all the horrible things you do. But they were talking about how the influencer game is insane afterwards. And those, you know, so those few weeks where you're really not making that much money, the social media increase is insane. You're going to make all your money on social. And he had all these influencer marketing people on. It was really interesting. And you can hear my chat with Jason on Here for the Right Reasons now on Friday. So just, you know, a little plug to throw in there also.
Please do. That's really interesting, Sarah. I love finding out about the reality star salaries. It's something that, you know, we can't figure out. Is it $100,000? Is it $10? We don't really know. Mm-hmm. All right, Gwen, what made you go whoa this week?
Well, I couldn't believe it when I saw that Jada Pinkett Smith, her daughter Willow, and her mom Adrian all got matching tattoos. So yes, the ladies of Red Talk Table went to Dr. Wu, the amazing celebrity tattoo artist in LA, and they all got their own sort of rendition of the lotus flower. So each tattoo was kind of like customized to each of their personalities, life experiences, blah, blah, blah. But I thought that that was really cool and also wild that you might get a matching tattoo with your gram. You know, like I wish I could have done that. But you guys, there was actually a lot of super wild tattoo news this week. So go to usmagazine.com/stylish and read all about it.
We haven't had a stylish plug in a long time. Brings me back, makes me happy. Well, what made me go whoa this week is the announcement from sources still that Pete Davidson is going to be leaving SNL. And there are rumors that the season finale just happened with Lil Nas X and the Queen's Gambit star, Anya Taylor-Joy. And most of the cast, they think, is leaving. Like, all of the heavy hitters are going to be leaving, including Pete Davidson. And while I think it's time for a turnaround, it was just sort of shocking because I was like, what is Pete Davidson going to do without SNL? I mean, I guess he's just... I've seen a stand-up back, and it's not that great, but I guess wishing him all the best.
Shade.
I had to sit through that. I get he's some people's cup of tea. It's just not mine. But I guess we're going to get a whole new SNL cast, at least all of the major players next week, and that kind of made me go, whoa. Well, let us get into the news. We've got to start with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. After what feels like 3 decades long of divorce proceedings and custody agreements, they have finally come to an agreement, sort of. Brad Pitt has been granted joint custody of his children. There are, of course, 200 children between the two of them with Angelina Jolie following a lengthy court battle. Now, this is a tentative decision from the judge, but Angelina Jolie will be continuing her legal fight. The judge, the private judge hired by the former couple to oversee the case, made his thoughts clear in a lengthy ruling after months and months of witness testimony, including child service professionals who interviewed the Jolie Pitt children and everyone around the family. According to the Associated Press, her new filing said the judge had, quote, refused to hear the minor teenagers' input as their experiences, needs, or wishes as to the custody fate, citing that children over 14 or over should be allowed to testify if they want to, but none of the children who were younger than that were allowed to do that. Now, Angelina Jolie's side was trying to offer proof and authority in support of domestic violence. So Angelina Jolie wanted to say that Brad Pitt was emotionally and physically abusive towards the case, but a judge ruled that he did not have to say this. After reviewing all the evidence to the children's welfare, they were saying that the health and safety of the children would be okay as Brad Pitt as their joint parent. Now, Brad was just seemed trying to have more time with his kids, and he wants to, but Angelina Jolie is going to continue to prevent this. What are your guys' thoughts on this? I wish it was over, but it does not sound like it's going to be.
I'm just bummed for Brad, man, because, you know, I don't think that he was Prince Charming in all of this, but at a point, it's like, let the guy see his kids. Like, you guys have to come to some sort of agreement in the name of your children and also the rest of us. Like, let it go, man. Work it out.
This is such a weird one, though, because obviously everything that went down on that plane, no one really knows what fully happened with him and Maddox. And then, but Child Protective Services, you know, did their investigation and concluded that there was, you know, no charges or anything that needed to be filed. And then Angelina has, you know, been pretty consistently saying that she wanted the kids to go on the stand and has been, you know, citing a version of domestic violence or a dispute. And it's kind of bizarre because I feel like the world is more on Brad's side, and that's not normal. Also, a lot of, you know, you want to believe someone when they're saying this, but the judge clearly doesn't either. So I don't know what's going on, but it's really sad and it's wild the way this all turned out. If we knew a couple of years ago, I feel like we would have been shocked to know that this is how Bradgelina was going to go.
Right. And there was sources telling us that Angelina Jolie might have some aces in the hole that she's going to pull out soon, talking about that Brad is not the best parent for these kids. So we could have a lot more next week. We could have photos, video recordings. Something else is going to happen. Angelina is not backing down because she has something that she's willing to pull out on Brad. So there will be more of this to come. Well, let's move on to some happier news. Sarah Huron, tell us about Ariana Grande's lovely wedding. We got a little bit more of a glimpse into it.
We did. You guys, just like you expected, we had a Vogue situation for Ari and Dalton Gomez, but she also shared a bunch of really beautiful photos on her Instagram She simply captioned them the date, May 15th. They were at her house. There was like a nice white carpet. There was flowers. There was candles. And I feel like the big news from the wedding was, one, both of her parents walked her down the aisle, which is a far cry from the thank you next when she was estranged with her father. So that's love to hear it. And she covered up all her like arm tattoos, but kept the back and hand ones, which was interesting. And she wore a ponytail, you guys, in classic Ari fashion. She rocked a ponytail and a veil. I thought she looked absolutely stunning. What did you think, Travis?
Oh my God. She looked so beautiful. Such a modern classic, to quote Selena Gomez in another Cinderella story. She's the new classic. She's the new PYT. I mean, it was so gorgeous that like it dipped in the back, almost showing the booty crack, but still elegant. I could not get enough. And Agreed. Her ponytail was a very sophisticated amount of hair extensions long, which I appreciated.
You were quoting Drew Seeley in the Selena Gomez classic, Another Cinderella Story, just so you know our audience doesn't come for you. But no, yeah, I thought she looked absolutely gorgeous. And I love that we got to see inside this small, intimate wedding. And I think, you know, I'm really rooting for them. As we said last week, I worry, you know, the second she goes back on tour, who knows what's going to happen. But they seem like such a nice, normal couple. So fingers crossed. Gwen, did you like Ari's wedding look?
I thought that she looked super elegant, like way more elegant than I would have expected her to look. The dress was amazing. You know, the fact that she covered up the tattoos was like kind of not in her wheelhouse. She wanted a really beautifully elegant look for her wedding day, and she pulled it off 100%. I love it. I can't wait to see people replicating that wedding dress because I think it's the kind of thing that like a lot of millennial girls will want to wear on their wedding day.
Yeah, Vera Wang is back. I feel like Vera Wang was sort of out of the ethos of celebrity weddings. And with that dress, Vera is back. Well, speaking of someone who might need a wedding dress very soon, half of Bennifer might need one. Maybe both. Maybe they're unconventional. Probably not. But J-Lo and Ben are officially a couple. A source confirmed to us what we already knew. Bennifer is back and maybe better than ever. This comes after a recent outing after they reconnected in LA. They went to Montana together and then Ben went to go visit Jen in Miami. A source says they kept in touch every day. They are excited and very much back in love. The source also goes on to say they picked up right where they left off and they are both happy. Not happy, Alex Rodriguez. Still pissed, sour. Maybe he'll date Ana de Armas. Who knows? And just a little bit of a history lesson. J-Lo and Ben dated in 2002 before getting engaged later that year. They postponed their wedding to 2003. And then just days before they were set down to walk to the aisle, they called off their engagement in 2004. And they met on the set of the horrible movie Gigli and also appeared together in a movie that I didn't see, Jersey Girl. But 2002 is back and Bennifer is stronger than ever. Oh, is Jersey Girl good?
Yeah, J-Lo's in it for like 2 seconds. They cut her out, I think because Bennifer was having issues, but she plays like his wife who dies in childbirth, and then it's him like raising their daughter. It's so cute. And then Liv Tyler's love interest. Underrated film. Anyway, there are so many things to talk about with these two guys, including A-Rod's venture into male makeup. As a man, Travis, are you going to be wearing A-Rod's concealer?
Absolutely not. I wear real makeup.
I mean, Travis will be wearing it.
Well, no, this is just a tinted moisturizer for men. I've got 5 tinted moisturizers that I put under my powder foundation pre-contour. This ain't no man makeup stage. This is real full-grown woman makeup I be wearing.
Can't men wear normal? Can't they just buy concealer at the drugstore like everybody else?
A-Rod and J-Lo, like marketing machine. I'm quite sure this was her idea. It was totally like, she was launching skincare, he was launching makeup, and then the whole thing blew up. But I don't know, guys. Bennifer 2.0, it's what the world needs now.
But the other thing we have to talk about, one, the watch, the fact that he's wearing the watch the 2002 music video. Insane. Like, did he keep that in a box and pull it out for this moment?
There was a photo of him wearing it in 2011. So he did keep it, and he wore it when they weren't even together once. New photos just came out.
He loves that Jenny from the Block watch. He loves it. I think that
he had to know people were going to notice it this time.
Oh, no. They definitely, I think they orchestrated that. That was an Easter egg for the world. Because as I will repeat, Bennifer 2.0 is what the world needs now.
Totally an Easter egg. But what I don't think was an Easter egg was him smoking while she was meditating and doing yoga on their Miami porch, because that showed that maybe they're not in the same state of mind or place right now.
Or maybe they're just grownups who can like have a really hot fling and like being together, but they can kind of not be the same exact person. I think it actually represents growth for Jennifer, who consistently through her entire freaking life has taken on the persona of whoever she's dating. Maybe now they're both mature enough and confident enough to just be who they are, but also be together. And I'm like so super into all of it.
Gwen is officiating the wedding.
I'm going to go to the, what is it? The Universal Life Church, Trav. I'm going to start taking classes now.
You should. All it takes is an email address and the will. I am an ordained minister. I agree with Gwen. I think when you're, you know, a full grown adult, you're above 45 or 50, you relationships are a little bit different and you can sort of have independence. And while he was smoking and she was doing meditation, I looked at that. And I was like, that is a couple I can stand behind. This gives me not morphing into each other vibes, which celebrities do so often. And I'm here for it. I'm really happy for them. And as Gwen said, this is what the world needs.
We also saw the alleged confirmation of them kissing for the first time, for the world to know, was at the gym in between sets. So she does have him working out. So we have that.
Hot. Yeah, this, I think he is working out, doing a lot of things to get that body right in J-Lo form. Imagine being naked in front of J-Lo and being like, wow, I didn't ever know that I was disgusting, but apparently I am, because Jennifer Lopez is perfect, every inch of her.
Listen, well, if she can get him to remove that tattoo, I'll be so happy.
Oh my God, the pain, the time, the commitment to remove that gigantic Phoenix monster back tattoo. I can't imagine.
He needs makeup to cover that up. Maybe A-Rod can send him some concealer and he can use it to cover the back tattoo, Ariana Grande style, full freaking circle.
Oh, it is. I also loved an A-Rod's makeup advertisement when he was just like gently tapping on his face. It was just such a little dab of makeup. It was hysterical. I loved it. Thank you, A-Rod, for that beautiful content. Sarah, there is a test that has been failed, heard round the country, nay, the world. Tell me about this D or F failure that will be overcome soon by this A-list butt model.
Kim Kardashian, you guys, she failed the baby bar. I hate to break the news to you. If you've been watching the season of the Kardashians, you saw them celebrate simply the fact that she took the test, throw her a whole party before they knew if she passed. Now, a few episodes later, we found out she did indeed fail. And she was debating, obviously this is the past, but was debating whether she was going to take it again. But she had a big 40th birthday party planned and didn't know if she could make that work. And she did an Instagram Q&A last night, which offered some interesting insight into a few things. And one of the questions was, how are you doing with studying? And she said, you know, is she still working on it? She's taking it again soon, which probably means, I think there's a June date for Kim to be taking the baby bar, which if you haven't been keeping up with her Elle Woods journey, she's in this version of law school that they only offer in California and like one other state where you study with trained attorneys for certain hours. And then you have to take this test after your first year to move on to keep studying and be eligible to take the real bar. So her original plan was to take the real bar, according to an interview she did a while ago, in 2022. Looking like that's going to be a little delayed. But she also, on that Q&A, finally addressed those rumors that she hooked up with Travis Barker, because Shanna Mokler's out here telling everybody, including Us Weekly, that she caught them in the act, which we talked about last week. And she said, quote, false narrative. Never happened. We're just friends. Happy for him in court.
All right. Well, good for her. And easy it is to poke fun at Kim Kardashian for failing the test. I really am so proud of the work and hours she's been putting in. We can see that she's studying in her bikinis and she's doing this, you know, to try to get wrongfully convicted people out of jail. The motive behind it is really, really great. And I love it for her. But it is sort of funny that she's like, I have to go to Bora Bora. I can't do this bar exam. It really is like the full Elle Woods experience.
And I will note, in case you guys are curious, she got a 474 and she needed a 560 to pass the baby bar. So not that bad.
Not that bad.
Neon Skims dropped and it's hot. It's a hot collection. That's all I care about.
That collection is really amazing. I really was a gag when I saw that. Well, let's move on to the Friends reunion. You know, Friends, fine show, great. But I was interested in when David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston talked about their real life on-set romance as Ross and Rachel. On a preview for HBO Max's reunion special, James Corden asked point blank whether any of the cast members had an off-screen romance, and Jennifer Aniston chimed in to suggest that her and David Schwimmer did. David Schwimmer said, I had a major crush on Jen. At some point, we were crushing hard on each other, but it was like two ships passing because one of us was always in a relationship, so we never crossed that boundary. We respected that. Jennifer Aniston said, honestly, I remember saying one time to David, it's going to be such a bummer if the first time you and I actually kiss is going to be on national television, which is an amazing line. She said, sure enough, first time we kissed was in that coffee shop. So she said, we just channeled all of our adoration and love for each other into Ross and Rachel. I thought this was a really cute thing. Jennifer Aniston also said that they would spoon and fall asleep on the couch together. There was footage of them snuggled up together when the cameras weren't rolling. And I just thought this was a really adorable sort of underlying real life moment for Ross and Rachel, that they were into each other. They want to happen, but they channeled that all into their characters. And I just thought that was really cute. And while the Friends reunion is probably the biggest thing to happen to TV, I think it's important to discuss. What are your guys' thoughts on this? Do you think they actually did it and they're not talking about it?
I don't think that they did it. I don't think that they did it, but I think that it is a great little tidbit that's going to make more people watch the reunion and also talk about the show. I mean, she was always dating really hot guys. I'm sure they had great, you know, they had great on-screen chemistry. I just don't think that they ever like fully hooked up IRL. I don't, not buying it.
Sarah Heron, biggest Friends fan in the world. What do you think?
I was more of a Chandler Monica girl myself, if I'm being honest. But this is nice. I know Ross and Rachel have a lot of supporters and shippers out there, the whole lobster of it all. So I'm happy that they have this. I feel like it's, you know, maybe more we needed some sort of revelation since this Friends reunion got so much freaking hype. They were probably feeling a lot of pressure to, quote unquote, reveal something since they weren't, you know, it was like a reunion talk show, not like a, yeah, like a scripted thing. So I haven't watched the reunion yet, but this does seem to be the big headline. And I also heard they called, one of them said Brad Pitt was Jennifer Aniston's fella, which is exciting for Gwen since she likes Brad Angelina, Brad Jennifer references.
Yes, it's true. Well, and guilty.
Speaking of your favorite, you know, thing to ship, Chandler Bing, Matthew Perry has recently taken himself off of Cameo because a lot of his featured slurred speech and were sort of messy, so they took him off the platform. So we're hoping, you know, he gets that slur.
Yeah, I mean,
under
I don't
control.
Know if this is just Page Six. Like, Page Six has a campaign against Matthew Perry, according to all of their headlines recently. But he was also charging $999 for a clip. So like, anyone paying that needs to check themselves. Sorry.
Wow, that is a lot of money for a cameo. Well, Gwen Flamberg, tell us about the new modern mom, as in Meghan Markle, and what she is doing to her babies, dogs, and everybody who can get under the magical touch of her hands.
You guys, Meghan Markle, nay the Duchess of whatever, I forgot, because like,
Montecito.
It's over, you're no... You're exactly the Duchess of Montecito. That is so funny. Somebody, Travis, get that Instagram handle today. Okay. She's gone full California crunchy. Meghan Markle is doing Reiki, the ancient Japanese practice of healing through touch on Archie and on her dog. Yeah, she's trying to heal people. Reiki is based on, you know, it's very apropos for Meghan because Reiki is based on healing past issues from a familial nature. And, you know, I don't know. She's doesn't surprise me, Trav. What is surprising me is that there isn't a podcast devoted to it yet, but there will be.
I would love that. And Reiki isn't even in touch. It's like keeping the hands above the body through, right. You know, I don't want to say powers, but powers.
Energy. It's energy work that comes through your I mean, it's thought of as like through touch, but it is, you're right. It's the energy that comes like through your hands. It's a little ridiculous. That's all I'm saying.
And I mean, we're not doctors. We don't know this. Reiki could totally work. We are New York East Coast cynics. So that is just our opinion. If you're into Reiki, I hope it works for you. And I hope it works for Archie and their pets.
I think that Reiki can work when it's actually done by a Reiki master, not by a blogger who married a prince. All right.
How dare you? Sorry. The Duchess of Montecito is very spiritual and has lots of energistic powers. Well, I love a secret pregnancy. I love when we don't know about a pregnancy and then someone just pops out, gives birth and says, here's my baby. Emmy Rossum secretly welcomed her new baby girl with her husband, San Ismail, who is the creator of Mr. Robot. She came onto Instagram on May 25th and said, hey, here's my baby. They got engaged in 2015 after 2 years of dating. They tied the knot in 2017. And now there is a cute little bundle of joy. And I just love this. She is, of course, on Shameless and a bunch of other things and just lovely. And I think she's so cool. So shout out to Emmy Rossum. Let us move into the real stars, the real housewives. Luann DeCepps has a new boyfriend, and it is not that guy from the Hamptons who's a tennis instructor, pool guy, Garth, who we're seeing on the show. This is a former NFL star, Radmus Rubio.
Radmus.
I got it. Radmus, he is a former kicker who played for the Miami Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers, as well as professionally in Mexico. A source says Lou is very happy with him. They're having a blast spending time together in Mexico. He manages a hotel in Tulum, which is how they met. And, you know, they're fulfilling each other. But this isn't the only Housewives news I was interested in this week. Dolores Catania debuted her full body plastic surgery reveal. She has gotten a thigh lift, butt implants, tons of liposuction, a lower facelift, I think a nose job as well, and of course, breast augmentation. And she is finally done revealing it. And she actually looks really good, guys. I thought it was going to be a little extra. And while she's on the show now, she's all bandaged up and sort of lumpy. But now she looks beautiful. And I hope she's happy with her new body. And the last Housewives news, Teresa Giudice was talking about Margaret's book on the show where she said she was sexually harassed by a male boss and slept with him. And then Teresa said she would never let herself get sexually harassed by anyone. And it has caused some flack. So God bless these Housewives for keeping our lives interesting. Housewives fan Sarah Huron, what have these called to you? Did any change your life?
I mean, obviously Luann is everything, and this relationship with Garth has been pretty funny to watch on the season. So knowing she's with someone else and the fact that they met on vacation is everything to me, because we see these women, Luann, Sonia, Ramona, always like looking to get hit on these vacations and have these flings. And Luann made it happen, and she brought hers back to New York, and they met in Tulum, and now they're all over the city. I don't know if you saw the picture of him like wearing her purse and them making out in New York. And it's like Luann is the gift that keeps on giving, and I'm so happy for her. I have no words for Teresa, but that's just, you know, it is what it is. And Dolores is hot, and I, you know, she definitely has the best bod of the Jersey ladies. And if she paid for it, good for her. I love how open she is. She is an icon.
Me too. Gwen, agree.
Oh, I fully agree. And I mean, I love to hear about body work. A thigh lift, like, come on. I love it. I love it. She looks awesome. And I really like transparency with aesthetic procedures, because it really, you know, makes us think that it would be cool for us to do it too. Because stars are just like us.
They are. And I'm really glad she wasn't like, I just been drinking a lot of water and drinking celery juice. That's why my thighs are so snatched. It really is nice to hear that. Sarah Huron, please tell our listeners about the ridiculousness that was Scott Disick's birthday party. Never have I seen something this ridiculous in many, many moons.
Really? Are you talking about the party favors?
I'm talking about the party favors.
Okay, Scott Disick turned 38 this week, and he had a little party, a little get-together with the Kardashians, and Amelia Gray Hamlin was there. She got him a motorcycle, very exciting stuff. She also posted a very lovey-dovey caption for him about how what an amazing guy he is, which was quite interesting, coming from 19-year-old Amelia to her 38-year-old boyfriend. But what Travis is referring to is this party. I think it was in his backyard or some one of the Kardashian backyards in Calabasas. And there was a Raising Cane's catering truck. I spent time in Ohio, so I'm aware of what Raising Cane's is. I thought it was more of a Midwest thing. A churro food truck and party favors provided by Lux Jewelers. And he said, quote, "This is how the Lord does it. I'm sorry that everybody else gives out candy. I give out ice." So Scott's guests, there was a bodyguard guarding this area of the party, and guests could go in and pick out a blinged out watch or necklace. I mean, like diamonds for days, you guys. It was pretty absurd.
Thousands of diamonds. They could get either Cuban link chains or like completely iced out watches. It was ludicrous. And I'm just sad I wasn't invited.
Me too.
I'm just bummed that when I was 19, I couldn't afford to buy my boyfriend a motorcycle for his birthday.
Yeah, these stars are not like us. They have way more money and access. Well, speaking of money and access, Gwen Flamberg, tell us about the amazingness that was Megan Fox's dress and Machine Gun Kelly's tongue and what they have in common.
Oh, my Lord, you guys. Well, the Billboard Music Awards happened this week, and actually it was a lot of fun, especially the fashion, which was totally wild. Machine Gun Kelly had a makeup artist paint his tongue black. Like, he actually asked a makeup artist to do this. Apparently it was not something that was originally planned. He kind of wanted it at the last minute. She did it. She's not yapping. I don't know how, like what she used to paint his tongue black, but I am investigating. And of course, Megan Fox was basically naked in a dress that Kim Kardashian wore some years ago. I thought that she was actually channeling Cher. But anyway, the two of them together were kind of like creepy Addams Family, sexy realness. I don't know. When she licked his tongue on the red carpet, when she licked that black tongue, I thought maybe finally baby girl Sarah Heron's obsession with MGK would be over. So is it, Sarah?
You know, those pictures weren't great. His eyes were a little weird. There was something happening there. The tongue freaked me out. Maybe A-Rod can sell some makeup for that next. But a couple days before that, they were at some other event where he was in that tight red shirt and they matched. And I was like, oh my God, this is like the pink suit all over again. So Gwen, I'm kind of just pretending the tongue didn't happen. If it happens again, if it's a repeat offender, I might have to cut him loose. But right now, he's just on probation.
Goodness. Okay. I thought she looked amazing in that Mugler dress. I thought she looked great. I thought Megan Fox is a sexy siren. It is what she loves, it's what she's good at. And I loved the dress. I love every inch of skin. Black tongue, not my bag, but I love it for the shock value. Good on them. Do you guys know what it's time for?
Ooh, are we going to fight?
Yes, fight, it's time for celebrity birthday boxing mania. Yes, it is. And we have some unique celebrities this week, celebrating birthdays. Shout out to Gemini season. Gwen, first bout is to you. We have the original witchy lady, Miss Stevie Nicks, turning 73 today, versus rock icon Lenny Kravitz, turning 57 today.
This is such a difficult match. And truly, I think that Lenny would just bow down to Stevie. And they would kind of like ascend from the ring together. It's a total tie.
Oh, that is lovely to hear. Grad, they're transcending and flying above it all. Sarah Heron, next is to you. We have Chris Klopfer, who is 31 this week, versus Doug Hutchinson, of course known as Courtney Stodden's ex-husband, turning 61 this week.
Wow. So the kid from Glee and the teen bride or the husband?
The husband. It's Doug's birthday.
Well, he's creepy, so I guess I'll give it to Kurt from Glee.
Wow. No, I did not see that coming, but congratulations to him. All right, Gwen.
I don't want to give the other guy any more accolades.
Fair enough. A star of The Green Mile and star of Teen Weddings, Doug Hutchison. All right, Gwen, last round is to you. We have Mike Myers, who is 58 this week, versus Lauryn Hill, who's 46 this week.
Lauryn Hill is amazing. She was the coolest back in her day. I think she still has that talent and she's a badass. But Fat Bastard, you know, would just eat her like a little baby. And that would be it. Mike Myers takes it.
Oh my God. Congratulations to Fat Bastard. All right, Sarah Heron, we have a four-way. We have a floating Stevie Nicks and Lenny Kravitz with an aura around them above the ring. And we have Chris Clauffer looking very scared because he is up against Fat Bastard, who is Mike Myers dressed as his character, 58 years old.
Wow. I mean, I can barely even follow this, but I think Stevie Nicks does some witchy stuff and she wins.
That's it. That was the right answer, Sarah. Yay.
Oh, thank God. I got it right for once.
Ding, ding, ding. She has released her spells and her lightning, and Stevie Nicks has won this round. Congratulations to Stevie Nicks. Congratulations and thanks to my hosts, for Sarah and Gwen, for helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity this week. Again, this is Travis Cronin on Hot Hollywood with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame of your favorite celebrities. After all, they're just like us. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.